I know you guys want something real nice and some big numbers, but it's not going to be pretty. That's about how it's going to be most of the time, again, for a little while. That's a good team we played. Okay, they are fighting to play out there, and it is evident that that's a good team, okay? A very good team that's playing together also, okay, and doing a lot of things to win football games. I think they're well prepared. They play hard, and they got some good players that make plays. So I'm very proud of our guys for going out there against the Cleveland Browns on their home turf and keeping it together, staying together, and making enough plays to win, which is the bottom line for me as the head coach. So with that said, the next one's going to get bigger for us. But that's good. Any questions?
Why do you think it is you guys are going to have to win these sloppy ways?
Well, I just think, Kent, that right now, from what I know about this team, our margin of error is not going to be great. We are a team that hadn't won a lot of games, and that doesn't happen by accident. I think we've done a lot to lay the foundation last year. We're continuing to lay the foundation. Again, I know that's something that I say, but I believe it and I mean it. You know, we are in that process of trying to become a good team. And when you haven't been a good team and you're trying to accumulate the types of players you want to be part of your team and with the ability that you want to be part of your team and create competition and the things that I know will help us be a good team as we go forward, you know, there's some margin of error issues. You know, as I've said, you know, injury is something that we'll have a hard time overcoming. You know, we're living on the edge right now. You know, if you look at the actual active players for our team and what couldn't happen for us to have a chance to win. And fortunately, you know, again, the guys stuck in there. They played hard. We knew we had to stop the run against these guys. I thought our defense did a tremendous job. They are making progress, and progress that they continued to make through the year, the off season. Okay, guys developing, new guys into the mix, competition. We couldn't allow explosive runs. I think one over 10 we had, okay, and it was 12, all right, and we had to contain 16 Cribs, who's a heck of a player. We let him out of the trap one play. And that hurt us, but I thought overall, knowing number 16, number 35, this big 40, their offensive line, which is very impressive and a very physical group, we could not let a couple of those guys beat us. 16, like I said, he made one big one, but I thought our kickers, I should have mentioned right out of the gate, you know, Ryan and Dustin, because the plan was no returns. And I think they had the scheme to try to get him one at the end, and he had one early on the punt return. But, boy, what a job these two kickers did. They stepped up to the task in an unselfish way, you know, not worried about their own personal glory, and they helped us win. And that's what I'm looking for. So,
specifically on the kickoffs with Cribs, Todd, could those have been executed any better, the kickoffs and the coverage?
No, I thought you know, the coverage guys did tremendous. The kicker, you know, that is so much harder to do than what people think, I believe. Now, the last one, they schemed him up there. I wish we could have seen it out on the field and adjusted, but the guys flew down the field. I said, we got more run and hit guys that like to play on special teams. Were we perfect? No. You know, our return game against a very good – I knew this would be a serious, serious challenge to return the ball against this group, because they are good and they are well coached. So we didn't do near enough in the return game, and we've got to get on that and improve that, because we didn't give our guys much of a chance. But as far as run and cover and the kickers, Dustin, again, that was a very unselfish performance, which I'm very proud of.
For the second straight week, you got a touchdown from other than your offense. I mean, is that something you guys right now have to have?
I believe it is, Adam. You know, and that's why I was so happy about last week, you know, that – we're going to have to score in some unconventional ways, but the thing I'm excited about is we do have some playmakers in some of those spots that can do that. And again, part of us trying to become a good team will be being opportunistic, capitalizing on opportunity, and it looks like we've shown more and more ability to do that.
Are you seeing the same progress out of the offense on side of the ball?
Yeah, again, I thought that, you know, we can't turn the ball over twice. You know, we went into this game with no turnovers. Again, our defense balanced that out, which was real good and gave us a chance to win because, you know, being in that even range will give you on the road, give you a much higher percentage chance to win than being in the minus. So we can't turn it over. You know, we got to stick it in the end zone. That was one of our keys in this game. We got down in there a few times and just didn't take advantage of those situations. So, we'll keep working. But again, everybody did enough to win, and they stuck together, which was really got me excited. Because I think they, like I said, more guys, as been the case throughout, are understanding, you know, what it takes, and that, you know, that will to win and will to overcome adversity.